This is KCUR 89.3. Crowdfunding sites are often a last resort for people who can't afford medical care. And in recent years, their popularity has taken off with one particular group. KCUR's Alex Smith reports.
Larissa Shively-Vitt says that even as a child growing up in Bonner Springs, Kansas in the 1970s, she felt like her male body was an itchy sweater that she couldn't take off. After high school, she tried to push back against the anger and depression she now recognizes as part of gender dysphoria.
I thought if I got married, had a kid, had a manly man, tough guy job, it would all go away.
Shively-Vitt enlisted in the Army, where she worked as an Apache helicopter mechanic and served in Bosnia. But by 2001, her despair had become overwhelming. She tried to take her own life, but stopped at the last minute.
I felt a hand on my shoulder and a thought that came to my head that told me that my son would be better off being raised by two women than just one parent.
Shively-Vitt was one of 40% of transgender people who attempt suicide. But for her, that date turned out to be the first step toward a new life. Shortly afterward, Shively-Vitt began her male-to-female transition and started taking hormones. Her veterans' health care pays for her hormones, but recently she's been worried about that coverage going away under the Trump administration. She says she wants to complete her transition with surgery, which would reduce the hormone therapy she needs. However, like many transgender people, Shively-Vitt struggles financially. She's disabled, unemployed, and estranged from her family. Veterans' health care doesn't pay for surgery, so she started a GoFundMe campaign, putting her story online for the public to see.
It's very scary. You feel very vulnerable, but at the same time, you don't know what else to do.
GoFundMe is the largest crowdfunding platform. It has nearly 5,000 active campaigns for transgender surgery. The company says the number of gender surgery campaigns has doubled since 2014. Their website even has a special page to help guide people through the steps of transitioning and their costs. GoFundMe CEO Rob Solomon says the company wants to help trans people not just raise money, but also connect.
We want to make sure that a person who has a story to tell can use our tools to post photos and videos and updates and stay in touch with their community.
However, GoFundMe is not an especially great way to raise money. The private company doesn't share specific data on success rates or money raised, but a study released last year by researchers at the University of Washington Bothell estimates that 90% of GoFundMe medical campaigns don't reach their goal. For every blockbuster campaign that nets thousands of dollars, there are many that just make a fraction of their goal or get no money at all. Luke Rosaro is policy counsel for the National Center for Transgender Equality and says the transgender crowdfunding trend highlights a bigger problem.
It is really heartening to see the outpouring of support that we see in many of these crowdfundings. Of course, though, people shouldn't have to be put in this position where they have to ask others for funds for medically necessary care.
Many health groups, insurers, and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services have said gender surgery is medically necessary for some people. Still, one survey found that more than half of people who tried to get coverage for surgery were denied. Advocates hoped this would improve in 2016, when the Affordable Care Act banned doctors and insurers from discriminating against trans people. But earlier this year, the Trump administration announced plans to end that rule. At home with their dogs, Larissa Shively-Vitt and her wife Lisa Kay work on the GoFundMe campaign online. After a lifetime of dealing with ignorance, suspicion, and hostility, she's learned that explaining what it's like to be transgender can take a lot of patience and a little dark humor.
The most evil people in the world, I would not wish what I'm going through on. One, I knew they wouldn't be able to handle it.
Shively-Vitt hasn't yet been able to raise all the money she hoped to, but she has gathered enough for the first stages of surgery, which she's undergoing this month. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.